Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Have a great 90 minutes coming up for you guys this afternoon, and ironically, all three of the guests I'll be speaking with over the next hour and a half are all musicians. We're going to kick things off, though, by speaking to recording artist John Jones. He's making his first appearance on the program. I'm going to talk to him not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share all that he is with all of you. He also has an album that's aptly entitled Everything I Have. We're going to talk to him a little bit about the album, and also, of course, how you can get your own copy of it, both in the digital form or even the hard copy as well. We also is going to be introducing a new single here for us on the program, Karma Man, so definitely look forward to that. John, good afternoon, and welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, glad to have you on with us. John, congratulations to you, first of all, on the project, Everything I Have. You and I actually were connected through a mutual friend, David Beck, who told me about this artist, and, you know, I was very appreciative because we're always looking to speak with great guests on the program, and I love music, so that was a great fit. What has it been like for you, John, though, to be able to share everything that you are and everything that you have with listeners?
Well, it's been challenging at times. I have a total of three albums that are on iTunes and various spots online, and I recorded them all at home, which is great because you can make a pretty fantastic sounding project these days with next to no budget.
Yeah.
But of course, without having it like a soundproof studio, you're at the mercy of neighbors and trucks going by and computer glitches and things like that. So It can be challenging at times, but of course it's extremely rewarding to be able to get my stories and thoughts out there.
Yeah, and you know what I think is so great about, you know, you're really talking about, you know, how we've been able to use technology. What I think is so great is that there's no more having to wait on someone to tell you when you can do something, when you can release something, and that you can definitely do it when you want to. Do you find that freedom, though, allows you to share exactly what you want to, John, when you want to?
Yes, absolutely. This new album had about three different release dates that I was aiming for, and I kept running into issues or vocals I felt I could do better and things like that. So it is definitely a good thing to be able to work on your own timetable, because if you try to rush music or a book or any sort of art, I think that the rush will be able to be detected at some point, you know.
Yeah.
It's the sort of thing that just really has to come out when it's ready.
Exactly. So. You know, one of the things that I have read about you, John, and your work is that you are a passionate artist. Do you think that passion that people are, you know, are sensing, at least through your music, is the love that you actually have for the craft and for storytelling?
Absolutely. Most of my work actually comes from piano bars and hotels and lounges where I pretty much sing other people's songs all night. And there will be times when there are certain songs that I have to sing every single night just because, you know, they're classics, they're staples, and they keep getting requested. There are certain songs when they come to my piano and I think, oh, my God, if I have to sing this song one more time. And after I'm done, people say, oh, you could just tell that you love music. You were so into it. Because once I perform, it's like there's a switch in me that gets hit. And it's just the love of music that I've always loved to sing, like since I was 4 or 5 years old. And just being able to do that, you know, that I think is what people are seeing. And I haven't had a day job for 6 years now. I've been completely supporting myself as a musician, and I'm grateful for that every day.
Yeah.
So I think it's definitely what comes through.
And I was just going to say, and I know that, you know, that people are grateful for it as well, that they have the opportunity to be able to not only listen to, but also, share your music as well. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, and you're listening to Conversations Live, John Jones is my guest, recording artist, who is an artist that many have called passionate, emotional, but definitely one that is talented. He's talking with us today not only about his own journey as an artist, but what it's like for him to share all that he is with all of you. His album Everything I Have came out late last year. And, you know, I want to ask you this, John, because I speak to a lot of recording artists and authors even on this program. You know, one thing I hear a lot about is that, you know, even though, you know, the album is basically done before release, do you feel that anxiety that you wonder, you know, how people will not only respond to it, but will they get it and will your message come through? Do you have those feelings?
I've had those feelings before, and this album took longer to make than the first two, probably put together, actually. And when I was nearing the end of this project, I was listening back to the masters. It just, I've been saying this since about 2 months before the album came out. I feel like this is the album that I was born to make. There are 13 songs on the album. Only three of them are what I would call poetic fiction, where, like, stories or, you know, lyrics just came to me out of nowhere. The other 10 songs are all about people I've known, beliefs that I have, experiences that I've had. So the more I worked on it, the more genuine it felt, and I actually couldn't wait to get it out there because more than anything I've done before, I felt that it really sounded like the real me. I felt that everything I was saying I could stand behind is honest and genuine, and so this was probably the first time I didn't have anxiety about putting something out there. My second album was really experimental and tried to do some like electronic trip hop. I was just, you know, trying to, you know, broaden my horizons a bit. And that was a little stressful because I knew it was going to be the complete flip side of how people were going to be used to hearing me live. So I didn't know how they would really accept that. But this to me just felt completely organic, and I actually just could not wait to share it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, and we're going to be listening to, as I mentioned, Karma Man, one of the singles from the project. We're going to be listening to that a little bit later. So I want to talk about then, you know, getting over the fear. I talk a lot on this program, John, and you know, I have guests that come on the program and talk about it because I really believe one of the most crippling things that keeps people from being the best of themselves and sharing the best of themselves is the fear of others either not understanding it or appreciating it or even accepting it. Do you find that as you have gotten over the thought of, you know what, this is really about creating the music that you want to create, do you think that has liberated you to be the kind of artist that you were meant to be?
Absolutely, absolutely. I've always made records that I would want to buy. That's how I look at it. So if I do listen to my own music after it's finished. I know some people say that, you know, they don't like to do that because they hear things they'd like to fix or whatever. But I've always wanted to make music that if it were somebody else's album, I would love it. Yeah. So I've luckily never really had a fear of performing or sharing my gift because ever since I was a child, it's the only thing I've ever wanted to do with my life. I begged my parents for piano lessons. They didn't make me. I begged and begged, and they waited a little while to make sure it wasn't just a passing childhood, you know, interest.
Right.
It was the only thing I've ever wanted to do with my life was sing and write songs. The only fear I would say I had is I never quite felt brave enough to just move out to L.A. or New York and just, you know, plop myself in the middle of all that and try to carve something out because, of course, there's just millions of people on both coasts, you know, trying to do that. So that was really the only time I ever felt like maybe intimidated by the idea of music. Otherwise, it's been the only path that I've ever been able to see for myself.
One more question along that line, because that's interesting that you brought that point up, because have you found then, because of the way that people are resonating with you, that really what it matters more is, you know, the talent more so than actually where you're located? And I think that's something, if people can get that point, I think it will help them to kind of demystify what their thoughts about how they can actually pursue their goal. Do you think that's been one of the keys for you, that you realize it's not so much of where you are, but who you are?
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, I think technology has enabled me to make progress in that area, as well as other artists. A very good friend of mine, her name is Mesa. She sings with a group called Incognito. she gave me my first credentials. She's recorded a couple of songs of mine, and that was before I came out with albums of my own. And so my songs have been released in other countries, in Japan and Europe, and have had some airplay on Smooth Jazz. And she lives in Baltimore. She doesn't live, I mean, a lot of people think that most of the business does happen in New York and L.A. That's where, you know, 90% of the labels are. That's where all the hustle and bustle goes on. But with technology being what it is, you can really be, you don't have to be literally on top of the business to have an impact and to get your music out there, you know, through recording at home on a computer, or, you know, sending songs back and forth through email or file sharing sites without, you know, having to actually mail physical copies and everything. It's really opened doors for, I've collaborated, I've done remixes and played on an album for a band from London. And I actually didn't meet them until about a year after I played on their record. So I think that just the way the whole world works now and the way that we communicate with each other, it enables us to see that it's, you know, the doors that we used to think were open to us for whatever career path, it's not that black and white anymore, thanks to the World Wide Web. So it's, yeah.
Well, you know, I think, and I totally agree with you. I mean, the Internet has done so much to help us in reaching a platform larger than our radio audience here in the South. So I definitely, you know, agree with you that the sky's really the limit when you, you know, able to use those tools responsibly. Again, everyone, we're speaking to a guest who's making his first appearance on the program. John Jones is with us. We're talking to him not only about his own journey, but what it's been like for him to share all that he is with all of you all. We're going to be telling you guys how you can get your own music from John here in a moment. But the single we're going to be listening to here, John, is Karma Man. Talk to us about the single and how it came about.
Well, I was actually working on a cruise ship gig, and I was sailing around Spain and Italy for 5 weeks, which, by the way, is a pretty nice gig to get. And I was on a beach in Italy one day, and just out of nowhere, I thought, I'm going to go back to my cabin, and I'm just going to sit down at the keyboard and just see if any ideas come up. And a friend of mine that I had made on the boat, he was in the Beatles tribute band. We connected right away because I'm a huge Beatles freak. So he was showing me how to play a couple of chords on guitar, because that's one instrument I always wanted to learn but never took the time to do it. And I thought, you know, there have been so many three-chord songs written in history. I'm just going to write a song around these three chords that I know. And so I stumbled through it, and he came through to listen to, and I told him what I wanted to do, and he played it just perfectly. And I literally just, the words were just pouring out of my pen onto the paper. It was just coming to me out of nowhere. Those are always the moments where you know that it's a higher power at work, and that I'm just channeling all this. You know, I totally believe that. I really don't think of myself so much as talented and gifted as much as I am blessed to be able to release what's given to me. You know, I can't claim it all. So the song is basically about how people can try very hard to, you know, be a good, I'm a big believer in karma and spirituality. And I try really hard to be a good person, but of course we're all human and we all stumble. So the song is about trying to reconcile the divine with the human, basically.
Gotcha. Great message. Well, John, since we have you here with us, why don't you do us the honors and introduce the single for us?
Absolutely. From my new album, Everything I Have, this is my new single called Karma Man. There's going to be a video on YouTube coming very soon. My name is John Jones, and you're listening to Conversations Live.
I can't be saved. My street is loud and the creek is wet. get love. Sometimes I smile when I want to wail. I paid and missed the test and I know I failed. But time and place are everything. And I'll be damned if my company saved me under rain. So when it seems I've gone astray, in my heart I'm headed on my way. I'm a kind of man with the best in men. I'm kind
album Everything I Have here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM for our radio listeners, but around the world through blogtalkradio.com. John has been joining us here this half hour, and John, I want to apologize about that. We were a little trigger happy, I think, on the single. You were giving such a great introduction that we just talked too long. Yeah. But we do appreciate that. John, you know, for our listeners out there who are just hearing about the album Everything I Have, how can they find out more information about it? More importantly, how can they get their own?
Well, it's on iTunes. CDBaby.com and Amazon both have MP3s and physical copies. And probably the best place to get all the information, including links to my Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, is my own website, which is johnjoneschicago.com.
Okay, johnjoneschicago.com. Great music. I think my favorite single, I actually got mine from our partner at amazon.com, so it is available there for us. And then the $9. My favorite single, I think, is my Yesterday, John. I think that's my favorite.
Excellent.
Yes, so we definitely encourage our listeners to head over to wherever they normally get their own music, whether it's iTunes or CD Baby or Amazon.com. Make sure you're able to get your copy of the album, Everything I Have, and you'll be able not only to listen to the music at that point, but also be able to tell John himself in your reviews what you think about it as well. John, I'll make sure to get my review written fairly soon, and so we definitely encourage anyone else who buys the album to do the same thing as well. It's a great music, I think, I think a great message is coming out of here, John, is definitely when it comes to the passion you have for what you do, and that definitely comes through. So, John, what would you say to individuals out there? You and I talked briefly about this before we went live here. What would you say to individuals out there about the importance of whatever their passion is, whatever their dream is? What would you say to them about the importance of holding on to that and not letting go?
The importance of that is the decision to hold on and not let go, and to ignore, if you're a musician, within reason, you have to ignore the trends. Everything has become so commercialized. So much of what you hear on the radio are people under 30 and people who got started on, television, quote unquote, reality shows. And what I would say to anyone, no matter what they're trying to pursue, your decision to hold on to it is what's going to make or break you. I've been tempted to give up so many times. And as a matter of fact, I was working a desk job, an 8-to-5 job for a phone company for 4 years. I've never made more money in my life, and I was never more miserable. And it was right about in the middle of that that Mesa recorded one of my songs, and that was the first real, you know, real break that I had gotten. And it just hearing her, just hearing my words come out of her voice, and I was a fan of hers before we became friends. You know, that's a whole other story. But it just really reminded me. It's like, no, this is what you're put here for, not necessarily to make X amount of dollars. And, you know, I mean, all of that is nice. I mean, everybody, you know, especially in this economy, we all need to do what we have to do to survive. But ultimately, you just have to believe in yourself and believe that what you want for your life is not just what you want, but your very purpose for being here. So by living up to that and sticking with it, you're actually doing God proud. That's how I look at it, and you're really contributing what you were supposed to contribute to this world.
And there you have, I think, a great message, and we thank you so much for sharing that, John. John Jones, everyone, make sure you guys do go to johnjoneschicago.com for more information about everything John Jones. Again, the album that you guys heard the single from here is Everything I Have by John Jones. So make sure you guys do support John, and make sure you let him know as well how you feel about the music. I want to once again say thank you to David Beck for the invitation to be able to have a John on the program. And John, it goes without saying, man, you're welcome back here anytime. I'd love to stay in contact with you.
Oh, I would love it too. Thank you so much.
Hey, no problem. Glad to do it. Now, if you guys did miss part of the conversation this afternoon with John, don't worry. As I continue on with the next hour of my program, you guys can go back and listen to the half hour with him. All you have to do is go to our Facebook page or our Twitter page. The link is already there at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. And so actually on Facebook, you'll notice we actually did tag John Jones's Facebook fan page there, so you can stay in contact with him there as well. Also, you can go to conversationsliveradio.com. And there you'll be able to listen to the podcast as well. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. You listen to us here at Conversations Live 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com.